for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. Happy Thursday morning, everybody. I hope you're going jolly out there. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And we are live here in Malibu today, and it's a nice overcast day. I understand there's snow in the east for some of you, and the world is heating up in our politics. It's a little crazy out there, so keep it smooth. I want to tell you what an amazing day we had yesterday at the Fran Drescher Cancer Schmancer Summit. And we did healing all day long there. We had people coming to the booth all day trying out the crystal healing bed I brought back from John of God, doing iridology readings, body system analysis, going through what the latest is in aloe and the most healing aloe in the world. We had an amazing day. And if you want to check it out, you can go to Facebook for Making Life Brighter and check it out there. You can see what Fran was saying, and she did a little clip with me to introduce you to what her whole purpose of that summit is about. And she is very convicted about that, and rightfully so. She had cancer. I don't want to say survived cancer, because in my perspective of healing, I don't think we survive it. I think we transmute it and overcome it. And Fran is one of those people that's done so. And she is there, vibrant as ever, and such a star. Oh my gosh, that woman is amazing. She has such a presence, and she's so she's funny, and she's beautiful, and she's uplifting. And when you actually get near her to talk to her, she is like this beautiful, humble being. And then all of a sudden, boom, on comes the star. And she's so cute. Go look at it. Go look at what she did on Making Life Brighter Facebook page, and you'll see the video there. She's wonderful, and her dedication to this shows. She spent, I'm sure, all year prepping for this, but not only that, the people that she included and the experts in their field that came along are some of the people that we'll additionally talk to upcoming here on Making Life Brighter Radio. So if you missed out on the summit, you can check back with her page there for cancerschmancer.org. But we're going to have some of those people as guests here speaking to us about the latest in their research around cancer and what they're finding is cures for cancer today. Now, before we go more into that, I have to tell you right away that you need to sign up today and tell everybody you know about the Waken to Autism Summit. So go to makinglifebrighter.com to the events and seminars page and register now. And when you register through that link, you'll get a free gift that I did for people who are suffering from autism, and a meditation for them that will help them change their nervous system, transmute the stress that they're under, and take the pressure off their body systems. So many parents are having trouble with this today, and they are under great stress on account of all of it. So this summit coming up starting November 4th is unbelievable. And this is really, really something special. I feel humbled and honored that I get to be a part of this. And you'll have to see when you see my part in the summit why it was so special. I got into the meditation, and the energy of the masters and all the enlightened beings came actually in the middle of that. And it was so sweet, because as I was speaking about golden light, the golden retriever got up in the room and came and licked my face right in the middle of it. It was so sweet. It was really funny. It sort of abruptly halted everything, but it was it was such a testimony to exactly what we're doing, exactly what we're talking about. Healing, quantum physics, science, is all catching up with what masters have known for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. That harmony and balance are basically the equations of love. And love is the healing elixir, the most potent, powerful healing elixir in the world. So Though we have things that are helping us today, and particularly helping our body systems as we transmute through these energies, as we go through this photon belt of change, and we are enlivening, we are quickening, the vibratory frequency of the earth plane is quickening, as I've discussed before, and it continues to quicken, which means that we need to change along with it. The same old is gone. We rounded a corner this summer, we rounded a corner again this fall, and where we're headed is a place toward a higher dimensional frequency. And when I've done the shows on John of God, I've talked about that higher dimensional frequency many times, because down there it feels like a fifth dimensional vortex. And we can create that vortex not only within ourselves, but right here, right now. And so when I did the thing, my participation actually with the Autism Summit program, I brought in the energies and worked with introducing those energies to the body systems for changing and transmuting the body systems for adaptability and adaptability to stresses. So you can go to makinglifebrighter.com, go to the events and seminars page, register now for the Awaken to Autism Summit, and you'll get your free gift of this meditation and this healing. And I really encourage you, if you or someone you know suffers from autism, to do the same. This is a very, very special seminar. This is a very special summit. This is groundbreaking, really. And with the epidemic that's rolling toward us around autism, this is something that all people seeking some answers to autism will find helpful. And I can't say enough to Andrea Labuti, who was on the show back in June, and you can check out that archive on the radio player on the website. And she wrote the book Awakening to Autism, and she's doing the Awaken to Autism Summit. So this is really special, and I want to bring your attention to it now because it begins next week. And for all information, please go to makinglifebrighter.com and go to the events and seminars page, and you'll find all the information front and center. So autism is going to become an epidemic in our country very quickly. 1 in 10 children will suffer from autism coming up, and it's not just genetic defects. What Fran was talking about yesterday regarding cancer has a lot to do with autism. And I have much to share with you in this show about the underlying causes of cancer, some of the cures, quote unquote, for cancer, and why this seems like such a battle. Now, I've dealt with people with terminal illness for 20 years. I've seen people with pancreatic cancer. I've seen people with brain tumors. I've seen people with testicular cancer. I've seen people with breast cancer. Everything just about that you can think of. I've seen people on the verge of turning toward cancer. And I've seen people terminally ill with cancer come back from it. So how is that possible? What is that? And some of these cases, very few, did chemo. Most of them did it naturally. So how can you do that? Well, Fran's summit yesterday was a wonderful educational process with testimonials from people who were not only either currently living with cancer, but had overcome cancer, and in some cases, the people that are headlong into the field of not only stem cell research, but immune system research and how to trigger the immune system to overcome and transmute cancer cells. But I have another option that I might offer up to you as well. And when we come back from the break, I'll get into that in depth as to what that is and why. But we had a wonderful time yesterday. People came and they tried out the crystal bed and they were amazed by it. It's really beneficial to do the crystal bed for 20 minutes or 40 minutes your first time. Many people run their lives on adrenaline, and it's hard for them to relax right off the bat. The crystal bed always works. How receptive you are depends on the amount of adrenaline that's going on in your system. And when you come down many levels from that adrenaline, you begin to realize how amped you really were, even when you thought you were relaxed. It's the same with meditation. You can meditate for a while, and then suddenly you recognize that you've been a little bit more tense than you thought. And so what practice does, or consistency with anything, is it begins to retune, which is why I did the meditation series, retune your focus into something where you are choosing a different frequency and operating off of that frequency like default. Part of the reason I'm doing these series with the Olympic athletes is to show people what it takes to train your body system and your nerve endings to come to an absolute default system where you have no choice but to move into that energy field as such. When I speak to the Olympic athletes, the one thing that they're telling me over and over again is that they immediately get in and they just go. They've practiced it. They've visualized it. There's not a single bobsled Olympic driver that doesn't sit down and use visualization techniques and meditation type visualization techniques in order to do that job. They have to in order to get their nervous system to change. So we need to change our mindset really in healing from, is that going to work for me? My question is, do you want it to work for you? Because if you want it to work for you, you're a co-creator and you will empower the outcome of how your cells take that. So do you want it to work for you? We'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. You can email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions about products or anything else, you can email us at makinglifebrighter@yahoo.com. And find us and like us on Facebook. Follow along. It's at makinglifebrighter.com. We'll be right back with more.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Light where we belong.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to makinglifebrighter.com. We've been talking about the Cancer Schmancer Summit that I attended yesterday and was with Fran Drescher yesterday. And you can check that out on the Facebook page at Making Life Brighter. Also, bringing your attention to the registration going on right now for the Awaken to Autism Summit. So you can go to makinglifebrighter.com and go to events and seminars and register now, and you'll get a free gift from me for healing, especially for parents suffering from autism in the family somehow. When they are stressed by that, this is specifically for them, though anybody can use it. So I invite you to come along, join us in this Autism Summit. And it's a free virtual event. It's unbelievable. You don't want to miss this. It's very, very special. Yesterday, we listened to, though I was busy testing people most of the day, we listened to experts come along and testimonials of people that were suffering from cancer or work with people that are suffering from cancer. And we heard from different people exploring what's new in the field. I'd say from yesterday, one of the number one things that was stressed is lifestyle. What is your lifestyle? Do you eat and input organic food? Do you decrease the amount of EMFs and radiation, cell phone radiation, computer radiation, things like that that are in your field and atmosphere around you? Now, a year ago or so, we talked about grounding on Making Life Brighter Radio, and I went into different products that you could use for grounding EMFs. And this is really important. And they were talking extensively yesterday about EMFs and how they affect and disrupt the cellular activity in the body. This then can lend to more cells going rogue and what we call cancer today. So EMFs may have an effect on your body system and the harmony within your body system, thereby creating a system that's not in sync. And so grounding is really important. It's necessary to ground. Now they have grounding poles even for beds. So you could ground your bed to the ground. You could, you know, with all the energy that's going on around us and it's amping up and there's more people chatting over the airways, you're a receiver, you're a send receiver, and your telomeres are getting impressions all the time. Impressions from the people around you, impressions from the technology, whether it's yours or someone else's. By the way, that also affects your pets and your animals. So if your animals are misbehaving or there's more cancer with your pets, take a look at what you're putting around them. Take a look at the EMFs that are in your rooms. And are you leaving your cell phone next to your dog or your cat? Or is there a computer in the same room with your animal? We will eventually have to be responsible for that. And there's karma to that. So we are right now seeing an increase in cancer based on the karma of our previous actions and our previous behaviors in the world. And we have a choice, and we get another choice right now as to whether or not we will correct it and become aware of it and find better solutions that are already out there. These solutions have been in existence for a very long period of time, and what Fran stressed yesterday was going back to simplicity. She really put the emphasis on simplicity. I kind of likened it when I was a personal trainer to, if your grandmother didn't have it, you shouldn't input it. Because our grandmothers didn't have, when they grew up, the same kind of refrigeration today that we do. They didn't have processed foods. They didn't have all the additives in foods. And when I look at people's eyes today, like I did yesterday all day long, and look at irises and the study of iridology, Something that I'm seeing again and again is the number of young people whose irises are very, they're showing a very weak integrity from the get-go in young people. And I don't see that in older people. The older people had the proper minerals and pure food that they input when they were younger. And that gave them a very strong base as a whole. Now, they may not have had all the vaccines and the things that we have today, and maybe even not the antibiotics that we have today. But we're finding that natural is better. And what's happening with these people is that their whole system had a core integrity that young people are missing today, and it shows in the iris. It shows in the iris of your eyes that reflects every single body system in you. EMFs have an effect on that. Your energy has an effect on that. What you generate as a generator and you radiate back out to the world from your thoughts, your attitude, everything that you feel and think is generating out, and it goes out in the universe for all time. The only catch to that is you're responsible for that, and you get karma for what you generate. So you might have good karma for having happy thoughts, and you might have some icky karma for not happy thoughts. And at the end of the day, you are ultimately in control and responsible for the type of thoughts that you generate. You also affect your pets, your babies, your animals, your neighbors, everyone around you when you generate. And there's no escaping that as a co-creator. You're a co-creator 24/7. So whatever it is that you're creating, you are karmically responsible for. And I can tell you this as a fact because it generates in people's systems. And what I did yesterday all day long is talk to people whom I knew nothing about. And right off the bat, I looked in their eye and I said, da 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 da. And they're like, oh my God, how do you know that? Well, it's evident. It shows in the eye. I'd say the intuitive gift in doing it for 20 years also has an impact on that. But it shows, and it begins to tell a story. That story is critical for you to see how you're living your life, what you're doing with your food choices, maybe your environment that you're in, and most importantly, how you handle your emotions. And again, Fran was coming back to simplicity and lifestyle. What kind of products are in your home? What do you wash your body with? What do you wash your hair with? What kind of makeup do you put on? What are companies that you're choosing to use putting in their products? There was someone discussing the toxicity in OPI nail polish and then how it changed. So, you know, nail polish like butter, that's changing. It's changing how we look at what's toxic on our nails or not. So butter was a good example of non-toxic nail polish initially, and now everyone's quickly following suit. I remember the day when tofu was weird, and now everybody says, well, that's processed, soybean curd, can't have that, blah, blah, it's terrible for the thyroid. Well, yes, in part, but there was a time when all of those things that were natural were considered weird. And now it's coming back a different way, and it's swinging the other way to show us that there is a better way, and we can keep choosing something that's more pure. But kind of like your grandmother, if she couldn't have it in her cupboard, you probably shouldn't input it. Whatever you can't, that is preserved in your cupboard for a long period of time is probably not something you should be inputting. Fresh, organic is best. Raw food that's organic is great. Do you have to eat only raw? No. You can have steamed food. You can have organic beefs and chickens and things like that. I'm personally a vegetarian and have been for 20 years. Even as a personal trainer for 13 years, I was a complete vegetarian and very, very, very fit. So there are Olympic athletes that are vegetarians. There's all sorts of possibilities in the world. And Fran was addressing the idea that there are possibilities out there, and to educate yourself and do the research to find out what's going on. I'm encouraging you to take responsibility, first and foremost, to realizing that you generate what you think and feel, and you radiate it out to the world around you, and you're responsible for that radiation. That affects your body systems and your cells. That affects everything within you. And then you can't turn around and say, oh my gosh, randomly someone got cancer. Well, it's about the genes. Well, we've proven now, or Bruce Lipton's come to the party to prove, that the genes only get turned on by the environment they're in. Therefore, you're responsible for the environment that you're in. But some people are stuck in an environment where it's very difficult for them, like inner city children, inner city people, people that are bombarded with stresses all around, and maybe they don't have a chance to get out of it. So I'm inviting people to have more compassion, both to themselves, in addition to awareness and responsibility. And that's necessary today. If you don't take compassion for yourself, and if you don't take compassion toward others, we're amping up in a world that's very difficult to stay balanced within. So the key, if the key is balance, the key is also responsibility. And this again goes back to why I am interviewing the Olympic athletes, because there's one thing about all those people. They're not there cranky and moaning that they have to be there training for the Olympics. It's hard. But they choose it. And they choose everything with responsibility, humility, and respect that comes with it. And that says something. We need to be a little bit inspired by that example, because that example is setting something greater for all of us. And I invite you to listen to that series. I started out with Savannah Graybill, so you can go back to the archives and check that out. I have many more to come. This is amazing. We've got a lot of great shows coming up for you. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back, and we're going to talk more about body system health and what we heard at the Cancer Summit specifically about immune health. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary. Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with Medical Intuitive, Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we've been talking about the Cancer Schmancer Summit, the Awaken to Autism Summit, which is all listed on the Making Life Brighter website and events and seminars. And we've been talking in depth about body system health, about responsibility to energy, and in this case, we've been discussing cancer and how cells and systems become weakened. You know, over 20 years of doing healing with all kinds of people with different symptoms and signs and case histories and backgrounds, I mean, I think I've seen so many, many different things. But the one thing that always comes back around is what the person's lifestyle is and really what their emotions are doing. So what we're finding is, fast forward to now, a person has cancer, but they're trying to figure out what the best method is for them. And yesterday it was presented that chemotherapy, though it can be effective for some people, is not effective for everyone. And there are other new therapies that are coming up. For example, they're taking T-cells, killer cells, out, and they are basically altering them and then reintroducing them back into the system. And that's a sort of like, in a roundabout way, kind of like stem cell research. If you have a limb, an organ, cells in a particular body system that aren't quite right, and you take out those stem cells and then you introduce healthy stem cells back in, it might proliferate. And one of the most important things that they talked about yesterday, which is something that I really want to get into, is microbes. Your body is made up of 1/3 of what you think of yourself as. Like, let's say from your foot to your knee is you in body mass. They're proving in science now that the rest of you is made up of microbes. So eat your yogurt. you are a conglomeration of microbes. But how those microbes express themselves is based upon the vibratory frequency within you. And this is why when I do extreme healing work, I use tapping, and I use the crystal bed, and I use sound healing. These modalities are crucial to reversing and changing patterns in the system, in the microbes, that can override healthy patterns in your body. And when the microbes become out of balance, it plays to the rest of the system. They talked extensively yesterday about microbes, and they talked about how microbes actually change the health of your body. And the reason I had the best aloe vera in the world on my table yesterday, along with the herpes formula that I talked about last show, is because the best aloe vera in the world is helpful to change the gut microbes, take away inflammation, and give the cells and the telomeres of the cells an opportunity to express themselves clearly and with great vibratory health. That then reverberates to the rest of the microbes and all the rest of the cells in the body for a different expression. And it's really a profound base product to health. We know the benefits of aloe for years, but this particular aloe has been researched. And if you want to learn more about that, you can listen to the last show that we did, as well as the show with Stephen Cherniske, who's the research scientist behind some of those products. Now, aloe is wonderful, and the herpes formula that I had on the table yesterday was also very important, because another thing they mentioned is that virus, maybe parasites, bacteria, things like that can begin to weaken the immune system and lead to cells that go rogue. Well, the herpes formula, as I discussed last time, is one of the most effective homeopathic remedies for virus. And it works so well. And I'm not making these things up. I test people with applied kinesiology toward whatever they may be calling for. And if we know that they call for that particular product, we recognize that they may be dealing with something like a virus in their system. And usually the person will tell me, yes, I know I have a virus in my system. Yes, I had herpes. Yes, I have HPV. Yes, I'm dealing with shingles. And so it's matching. But when it matches, then the body is telling us, I need that. And so what I do is help pinpoint what people need and in what combination and what order it seems to work for them. And yesterday I found a lot of people that had underlying virus potentially in their system on account of the fact that they tested for this formula very, very strongly. So they verified it, and that would explain maybe why their immune system is so weak. And this is one of the topics they talked about in the seminar. So we have more mounting scientific proof that viruses, parasites, bacteria, even candida overgrowth in the system is really plaguing our immune systems. Now you add to that EMFs, toxic air, toxic water, toxic food, and we have a problem. And when our body systems are off, our brain doesn't work properly. Then we become irritated. We become ADD, agitated. Now we put in drugs, and now we're really off balance. So in a way, Fran was kind of asking us or inviting us to take a strong look at what our environment is around us and how to correct our environment first and begin to input things. Then research what feels right to you, what works for you. Here at Making Life Brighter, what I'm doing is looking at body systems and finding the weakened body systems and strengthening them naturally with the most effective, most potent natural products that I can find. And I've been dedicated to that for 20 years. Long ago, it was silly, crazy, woo-woo stuff. The irony to that is 30 years before that, 40, 50 years before that, none of that was woo-woo. So what changed? The advent of allopathic medicine changed, and we needed that. But maybe we don't need it the same way we needed it before, because we're going back to what we started with. And where we're headed is toward light and sound therapy. The crystal bed is a profound therapy of light. It's used for healing all kinds of things. And with the Vogel crystals, it's so powerful. The light comes down into that energy center, into the chakra, and begins to balance it. Just like the tuning bowls. You can't deny a tuning bowl when you're sitting next to it and it's reverberating. It goes through every cell of your body, and everyone says, oh, that's great. There's nobody that's walked away from that and said, oh, that's horrible. It's kind of like sitting still next to quiet water. The energy that's around you that's more profound, you entrain to. So what is your energy vibrating out, and what's it putting out, and then what are you responsible for? When we do tapping in extreme healing, I use tapping, and not just random tapping. This is tapping with intuitive gifts that are going into the subconscious to find out where the anomalies are, what's working on you, whether you recognize it or not, and undoing that in the brain waves so that you can almost clip the cord or take an eraser to those things that are plaguing you and stop the chemistry from firing over and over again. This is one of the most profound tools we've ever been given on the planet, and it's not invasive. You can do it anywhere you go. You just need to know how to do it effectively. And it's been proven sitting here in this office and around the world live again and again and again. It is so powerful. It's so easy. And it's so relieving to do. I would say most of us don't really know the amount of tension that works on us all throughout the day. And keeping our center and our balance is keeping your health. So food choices are one thing. The combination of food choices is another thing. How you digest life in the world is how you will use the food choices within your body. And so that beautiful aloe I was talking about helps to soothe and heal digestion. When your digestion is not agitated, your brain will work better. When your brain works better, you control your emotions better. When your emotions are more controlled, your body system works better yet again. It's a big cycle. And remember, pets are included. We have so many great new pet foods today that are conscious toward having few additives, more natural things, adding in things like flax seeds and even healthier alternatives for our cats and dogs and other pets. There's a lot out there, and I think Fran is inviting us to go find it. Figure out what that is. And some of these people yesterday talking about microbes, talking about changing the T cells, talking about all the things that are available to us. And you know, 6 months from now, that might even be old news. Things are happening so fast today that the only thing I think we can really do is get clear, be centered, eat well, and keep our energy into alignment with our spirit, because we are moving really fast, really fast. You want to talk about quantum physics? We're in quantum physics, but here's a secret. The truth always stays the same. The bottom line truth from your spirit never changes. So the world might change on account of human input, but the truth is always the same. I said that when I was a personal trainer because the same basic things apply. A body is a body. It runs this way. Only our bodies are transmuting a little bit more to light. And we'll be right back with more Making Life Brighter right here. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we have been talking about extreme healing and the ideas around cancer and that which we can do for it. So today is kind of a conglomeration of yesterday's entire event with Fran Drescher at the Cancer Schmancer Summit. And Fran was really into not only alternative, but even allopathic ways that are pointing us in a new direction for healing. And specifically around cancer, of course, because many people are looking for answers. But if it's continued to be a war on cancer, it will be a war. Because anything we put our energy to, we expand on. So that which we're looking at expands in front of us. If you'd stop for a minute and focused on the tip of your pen, and just only focused on that, it would come into focus and view for you much different than it did 5 minutes ago. If you stopped outside and sat down and looked at a leaf of anything and really became present with that leaf, you would have a different experience and a different focus. And what we're looking at is how you focus your energy and what that then does to you. Well, if it's a war on cancer and you're focusing all of your energy on a war out there, over there, and a cure out there, over there, that then takes away the power from within you that there's a cure in your power. You have the power to change your biochemistry. Sometimes we need help to do that. And sometimes we've gotten ourselves so out of balance, either with the environment around us, the food we've input, the emotions that we have, the entire cocktail mix of that, whatever it is. And we have to suffer or go through the experience of that in order to choose again to something that is more harmonious to living in a healthy, happy body. In some cases, what I've seen is that people have what I would call karma that they go through, that they have to go through. And through that process, whatever the processes may be, they come to a greater spiritual understanding about themselves and the world around them. And maybe where they had a hardened heart or a closed heart, or they were holding bitterness, or they weren't forgiving, or they had a very traumatic situation that happened to them and they more or less gave up. This experience of an extreme or acute illness really pulled into focus, like looking at that leaf, what they needed to put their priority on and what they needed to do. And everything else that was sort of what I'll call a distraction around them now blurred. The biggest thing, another thing Fran talked about yesterday that was really important, I think, is that she was more or less saying, your family shouldn't affect what you need and you feel you need for you. You take responsibility for your healing. You take responsibility for your research. You take responsibility for the treatments that you're going through. Know that if you do chemotherapy, you can get foggy brain. And when you're in foggy brain, it's hard to make good decisions. So you might want an advocate. You might want somebody around you. Maybe for some cases, you can overcome it and you don't even need chemotherapy. You know, some people have done that. There are experiences of that. Maybe radiation is not what you need. But they found over time in research that though there might be better radiation today than there was another time, and I can't speak to that entirely, that radiation, when someone's had radiation, sometimes they've found that it affects the cells not only just then, but later and the cells can come back out and express in a negative way later. So some of these things we may have better alternatives to now, upcoming. And I really invite people to look at the idea of sound healing, of singing. You know, cats purr and they harmonize their own body. We've stopped singing because we're afraid of all the expression of ourselves. We're afraid of hearing our own voice, and we're afraid of being criticized by somebody else. If you're criticizing another person, you're going to eat that karma. That's a fact. If you're critical of another person, you're denting and harming their field of energy, and you're responsible for that. If you're speaking encouraging words of love, and you're uplifted and you're lighthearted, you're enlivening someone else's field of energy, and you're responsible for that too. And that's the better side of karma. People who enlighten, if you think about this, they don't have good karma. At some point, they get to a place where they have no karma. So what does that say? Buddha didn't run around the planet fast. Masters didn't run around the planet and go, oh my God, I'm in a hurry, I'm busy. They were quiet. They were still. They sat more. And they weren't ill. Isn't that amazing? And they didn't even have antibiotics in some of those cases then. But they did have what Fran talked about also yesterday and had others talk about, is they had a means by which they handled things like dental health with natural seeds and products. Like in India, they chew on cloves and they use cardamom seeds and things like that. They kill bacteria naturally with what nature has given us. We're going to have a section coming up, another show, and I'm going to be talking to an expert in the dental field about what's coming up for dental health and why that's so important to bodies today. You know, we've been avoiding that truth for a while, even though medicine and dental medicine has kind of taken its time in catching up to the holistic field. Now it's all coming together in one. And again, science is going to step in and back up what natural medicine has known for years. And that, for example, if you have certain bacteria in your mouth, it could affect your heart valves. It could affect you systemically. One of the number one things I've looked at with people over time is whether or not they have dental issues or old root canals, crowns, things like that, because that can affect many things. And instead of just band-aiding something with an herb, where's the root cause? And much of it comes from the mouth. So we're going to be talking about that in another upcoming show. I have so many great shows for you coming up. We're going to talk to an inspiring man who is 86 years old and looks like Santa Claus and is so jolly, you wouldn't even believe it. Wow, what an example. So we're going to talk to him next week. Stay tuned for more on Making Life Brighter Radio. Thank you all so much from around the world who are listening. I really appreciate it. I am so excited. I'm waving to all of you out there. I know all the countries that you're coming in from, and that is amazing. So check out online. Go to the Cancer Schmancer .org and check that out. And if you want to catch up with the elephants, you can go and check that out at at the elephant website. And we'll be posting more about that and their transportation. So thank you all for listening. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. We'll see you next week. Go jolly, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!